All right. Well, welcome, Coach Gordon. Thanks for doing this. We'll just go around the room with some questions. And it's nice to see you for the first time this year also. So welcome.
Yes.
All right. We'll start out with Amy. Go ahead.
Thanks very much. Hi, Coach. First question for you. Your penalty kill tonight, particularly that first one in the first period. Talk a little bit about just how impressed you were with the strength of that penalty kill.
Yeah, the guys did a good job. We probably put in a little more time this year than we did last year. We've really struggled first 15 games every year that I've been here with our penalty kill, usually somewhere between 60 and 70%. And I don't know what it is about the 15th game, but that's usually when it clicks. And, you know, we've been able to for the most part, be in the top half of the league. And, you know, the one year, I think we were second in the league. But the first 15 games, he killed us. So we've put a little more emphasis, made a couple adjustments on the forecheck and just a lot of video and some reps. We even actually videotaped practice when we were practicing it. So that was something different. And, you know, it's just one game, but it was good to see.
Two players that really, at least for me, stood out tonight were Tanner Lisinski and Sam Moran, even getting a shift on at D on the PK there once. Can you describe what you thought of their games tonight?
Yes, you know, for Sam, it's an adjustment, obviously, moving to forward, but I thought he did a pretty good job. I think the biggest thing that he's had to work on is just breaking out of the zone and being in the right place, the timing of when to go to your wall and when to hold the middle of the ice and defend. And so he's working on that adjustment. You know, my intention was to get him as much ice time as I could. I didn't know how the special teams were going to go. And I just felt like even though I don't know how long he'll be here for, but should he leave, I just want to make sure he gets some minutes. So adding in the penalty kill, I think he killed two penalties, maybe three, and then we had him out there in the last minute and a half, I think, 6-on-5, just to give him some reps on D.
Excellent. Thanks so much.
Welcome.
All right. Andy.
What's up, Scott? This year, I guess it's a little different, you know, with the COVID protocol in the NHL, the taxi squad. How has that kind of shifted the dynamic of the AHL roster since you're kind of down a handful more players than you would have had?
We're actually not. We have six lines of forwards and eight defensemen and three goalies. So it's actually kind of been, in a way, good because we know that there's a surplus of players with the taxi squad up in Philadelphia that they're not going to be calling us right away. They have a player already available, and you know, at some point you know, there'll be a time where there'll be a call up, and maybe it'll be a shuffle where one of our guys goes up and a guy comes down. But usually when we lose a player, we don't get a player back. And you know, right now as it is, we've got a lot of depth, and that can change real quickly. All it takes is one or two people in both spots to get COVID and have it spread. And so the numbers, you know, for us are more than what we used to. And, you know, we're fortunate that way. And we've got a good mix of veterans and young players. And so far it's been a really good group to work with.
Cool. And then my second question would be the newest prospects, Wisdom and Forster, the young guys, what did you like out of their game tonight? Was there anything in particular you noticed about this draft class?
I thought Forster made some really nice plays under pressure and did a really good job of protecting the puck. And it's funny, like both those guys, I felt like I was talking to on every single drill for the first week. And gradually it's the discussions as far as where to be, what to do have lessened. And tonight, you know, there wasn't a whole lot of things that I had to say to either one of them as far as corrections. And what I did have to say was minimal. It wasn't anything major. Wiz is a big body, real strong. I think, you know, between the two of those guys, they have a lot of traits that, you know, when I look at the forwards that we've had, they have some intangibles that, that we haven't had in the past. So, you know, they've got a big future, and it's starting early here. you know, they'll go back to junior next year. Maybe even they'll go back this year. Who knows? But it's a great jump start for their careers as far as being able to have the opportunity to learn the professional game before they're pros.
Well, thank you, Scott.
Tony.
Yeah. Hi, Scott. How's it going?
Hello.
Just your overall thoughts on tonight's game, just from a generating offense standpoint. It seemed like even at 5-on-5 and the power play, getting a lot of shots to the net. I'm sure that was a point of emphasis.
The one thing that we weren't happy with the way we played offensively last year. Myself, I when I evaluated the season, I just felt like the whole offensive zone package of D's getting their shots, getting rebounds, traffic to the net, it just wasn't the right mix. And so we put a lot of emphasis this year in modifying what we're doing in the offensive zone. Also a little more movement in the neutral zone. So all these things that we talked about from an offensive standpoint, with the puck starting in the neutral zone into the offensive zone, created some better looks for us, situations. And the thing that I really liked between the power play and the 5-on-5 in the offensive zone was the where we were getting those shots from. A lot of quality chances. And, it's like your best defense is your best offense. And, when you can get teams chasing the game in their zone because you're getting shots from good spots, it's a lot harder to get for the opposition to get on the offense, and that lessens the opportunity of you having to play defense. So it was pretty good first game. I think we have a little more experience than them, but in the lineup. But we did what we needed to do that we've been working on in practice, and that's what I was appreciative of.
I noticed David Kasha playing at center today. Just what have you noticed from him? Obviously, he's a guy that's already played a handful of games this year. It looked like he was really a step ahead out there for most of the night.
Yeah, I think out of all the guys that played in Europe, he seemed to benefit the most, I think. And also playing in the middle, when he came in, I asked him, what would be a choice preference to whether you want to play wing or center. And last year, he was just coming off shoulder surgery, so he couldn't take faceoffs. So he didn't feel like he had the strength to play the position and wanted to play on the wing. And now, having played center over there in Europe prior to our season, he just thought that he was ready to make the move. And, who knows what happens if he'll stay there. But, for the time being, we'll give it a shot and see where it goes.
Then my only other question, Felix Sandstrom in net. Sometimes the preseason games could be rough on goalies because there's a lot of breakdowns, but it seemed like, obviously tonight he was where he needed to be when the shots were coming towards him.
Yeah, he was solid. I don't think there was any instance where you felt like you were, as a coach, holding your breath that, something bad was going to happen. And I think he did a really good job of controlling his rebounds. I thought he tracked the puck well. He seemed to had the right save selection for every shot that he had. And, it was comforting behind the bench. Like, I never thought that the puck was going to go in.
That's all I have. Thanks, Scott.
Yep.
Patrick Williams.
Yes, hi. You have Chris Mueller here, obviously an established pro in this league. What did you see from him, and what have you thought of him overall through camp?
Yeah, he got here. He was a little bit behind the eight ball from having the opportunity to skate and train on ice just from where he was coming from. He obviously didn't go to an NHL camp, and he was a last-minute pickup for us. We were desperate for centers because, especially with Frosty's situation and, whether Frosty was playing for the Flyers or the taxi squad or us, somewhere along the way there would have been a center here. Maybe it would have been Bunneman, who knows, but we didn't have a lot of options at center. And so we got the opportunity to bring him in. He didn't have anything available to him. So it looked like it would be a good fit. And, he played solid. He's an experienced guy. And I think he's a good presence for some of our younger players and how he plays the game. And, when you have the right mix of veterans with the young players, it's a good thing. All right, guys.
Bob Rotruck.
Oh, Bob, sorry. I only have four pitches up here.
And some people don't want to show you their face.
Oh, okay.
I couldn't turn on the video. I didn't mean to fake you out. Scott, I feel like this is a topic that we've had in previous seasons when you talk about the mix of the vets and the young players, not just on your team, but on the lines. And you put Wisdom on a line with guys that know what they're doing, O'Reilly and Fitzgerald, and you put Forster on a line with Kasha and Wilson. I'm going to assume that this isn't just mixing talents and chemistries, but also intentionally putting the young guys on these lines with the veterans so they can learn.
100%, Bob. That was all by design. We want to give a little muscle to David and Forster, and the experience of Wisdom's a pretty strong kid, so I wasn't really concerned about that. But putting him with two skilled guys, he's a first on the puck type of guy. Playing with two guys can make plays. He's got a great shot. So that was the thought process. And we don't know how long they'll be here. I mean, they could end up going back and playing some games in the OHL this year. But right now, what they showed tonight, they deserve to play. And hopefully they'll keep progressing.
How much can it benefit a guy, not just to be on a team and playing with older guys, but for a guy like Wisdom to be playing with a 34-year-old guy like Cal O'Reilly, who knows what he's doing? And, if they're a little off on one shift, Cal's going to, talk to him and say, hey, I thought you were going to be here instead of there. And all of the little dynamics that go on in practices and games with line mates.
Yeah, Cal and even Garrett Wilson is, throughout training camp here, he has been talking to Forster nonstop in the room. Mueller sitting beside Kasha in the locker room. So there's a lot of interaction like that in a positive way that these younger players, I think, will benefit from these older players who have been there, done that. And, they've all had different experiences, but they all have been around and have done the right thing for a while. And they'll set a great example for our players.
How good was it to just get out there here? 2 weeks of practice. I mean, it starts to get to be a little bit too much of a routine in some ways. It's hard to keep it fresh.
Yeah, I think the best practice we had was on Saturday, because we didn't skate on Friday when we were supposed to have the game. So we'd been going at it for I don't know how many days, but they came back to the rink that after that day off, and they were flying. So, it's all great to practice and put in your systems, but after a while it gets a little monotonous just practicing, and you don't play the game just to practice. You want to play some games. And when we had the first game canceled, that was unfortunate, but we got this game in, and I think we'll be better off for it going into Saturday's game against Hershey.
Okay. Scott, thank you. See you Saturday.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Coach Gordon, that wraps up this session. Thank you very much. We appreciate it.
All righty. Thank you.
Yep. Thank you, everybody. Like we said before, we will get the recording.